All right. First of all, on behalf of Council, I would like to pass on our condolences to our director, Josephine Kelly, on the passing of her mother, Joyce. I'm sure we all join in our condolences with her and the family at this sad time. And also, with the SDLP grouping here, it was a very sad time, and I'm sure to many of the Mourne councillors it was when our former councillor, Brian Quinn, passed away quite suddenly since our last meeting. And again, we'd like to pass on our condolences to all the Quinn family and all his friends, and particularly the members of the motorbike fraternity that Brian was very much an important part of. He was a great councillor, a very decent individual, and a very kind human being, and he was sadly missed by everyone who knew him. The other item I wanted to raise was in relation to Michael Lipsett, who's unfortunately not with us here tonight. Michael is retiring from his role as director of AHC on the 14th of April, and I'm sure we'd like to pass on our warm thanks for the decency that Michael has shown each and respect that Michael has shown each and every one of us over his years and his tenure as a very capable and very gentle but not unassuming but very professional director who gave a lot to this community during his tenure here, and I wish Michael and his family every health and happiness in his retirement. Just on the point of since the last meeting, we've had a very successful Newry Moreland Down Sports Awards. I'd like to thank everyone who was involved in organising that, and I'd also like to pass on my congratulations to what was a very talented bunch of nominees and congratulate them on being nominated, and also to those who received awards on the night. We have a very vibrant sports section and sector within our community, and the talent on show and the level of achievement has been outstanding. I'd like to congratulate everyone that's there. Tonight, as you may know, is my last meeting, full meeting as Council Chair, and I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for the respect and graciousness you've shown to me throughout the year. I've really enjoyed it so far. I've not been making any farewell speeches yet. I have another meeting to go, but this is the one we have a lot of business to do, and I'd like to thank everyone for the manner in which they've conducted themselves in the Chamber throughout my tenure. It also marks the end of the last meeting for a lot of councillors who aren't standing again, and I'd like to wish each and every one of them and their families every best wish for the future. But it would be remiss of me this evening not to mention one individual who has given it literally a lifetime to politics, and that is my dear friend and colleague, Councillor Dermot Curran, who this evening and this month celebrates 50 years in public service as a local councillor. I think the leg of him will never be seen again. If they are, they'll be a very special person. Dermot has given a lifetime to public service, in particular to the people of Down District, to the people of South Down, and the people of his beloved Ardglass. He has been a strong advocate for all things local, and he's been a huge advocate for the fishing industry, and is somebody that we all in this chamber have nothing but the utmost respect for. Dermot, we don't think we'll ever, but they broke the mould when they made you. Anybody who can stick this game for 50 years is damn near Superman, and we'd need to rip off your shirt there and show the big S on your chest, but there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that your stamina and ability to not only work hard for people on the ground, but to retain the level of integrity and decency that you have as a human being as well is, I think, insurmountable in politics. You're a rare breed as far as politics in Northern Ireland is concerned, in that you are highly respected across the chamber and from every corner of political life in Northern Ireland. And I have no doubt that you would be deeply missed by your team and your colleagues here and the SDLP team. But not only that, I think greatly missed by your friends and colleagues here in the chamber and throughout the administrative staff who hold you nothing but the highest of regard. I'd like to wish you and Karen and your family every best wish in what I believe is a very well-earned retirement. But I think that something tells me you'll still be there in the background giving us pearls of wisdom in the year that we will graciously accept, because we're all still learning, but it would be nice to continue to learn from the best. And Dermot, you were the best. Darren Sherman.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. With a great deal of pride that I speak to everyone here this evening, sorry, after reaching this milestone of elected services on council for 50 years. It's a lifetime for many people, but when I look back on the work that has been done by this council and by the preceding council, Down Council, a matter of fact, it's like a blink of an eye. When I was first elected in 1973, things were very different. I was encouraged by the late Eddie McGrady to seek election for the new Down District Council, and I was elected till they got there. But initially it meant only for 1 year because we had an agreement that I would only go for 1 year because I had other work to attend to. But unfortunately, the 1 year became 50 years, and the succession of elections became 12. Things were very different then. We had an awful waste of life with people being killed on our streets needlessly. We had children made orphans, wives made widows, and an entire generation growing up surrounded by death, destruction, and division. But thank God that thought of forbearance and courage to many politicians and political leaders that in 1998 we found a path to peace. I'm sure I wasn't prepared for this. I mention this because it is the work of reconciliation and peace building, and that this council has always had that at heart. Over the years, Down District Council, I saw firsthand the work of my colleagues had done to build up trust, power sharing, and within the council, what the SDLP did was to ensure that the chair of council was rotated. Even when SDLP had an overall majority, we still insisted on power sharing. The chair from a traditional party and a deputy chair from another party. All voices were listened to and so rotated. This system would not have worked if those elected representatives did not trust each other. And trust was earned, Mr. Chairman. I would hope that many of my young councillors and parties would take a lesson to heart at this move forward. You must trust people that you are working with if you want to see real delivery in your area. The building of these strong communities, we delivered the best outcome for everyone across the district. As my time on council comes to a close, I would like to task I leave with you all. Do the right thing for your constituents, act in the best interest, and deliver them, and they will not forget. I would like also to congratulate all my councillors, past and present, and also the councillors, officers and staff, for the way that they treated me and kept me right on many things that they did. And all I can do is wish you all the best in the future. Thank you.
That's it, Dan. That's for Sharvin.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I would also like to extend our best wishes to Councillor Traynor, Councillor Stokes and Councillor Malone as they don't go forward for the election like the rest of us, Maddie Jits maybe, as some might say. But Chair, you're right, and as Councillor Kern spoke there, it's actually a night of emotions, very much so. Dermot has been a colleague for over 15 plus years of myself, but most importantly, a friend and someone who you could always go to for words of wisdom. Sometimes you may have had to influence that with a bottle of wine, that he may have tippled on the odd occasion, but Dermot was always there to go to and reference and knowledge. But Dermot's commitment to the area of Downpatrick and Lochiel over the last 50 years has certainly set the standard for all of us in this chamber, but also to those that are to come and what standard they will have to meet. Chair, you said they broke the mould, and I certainly agree with that. But I would also extend my thanks to Karen, Jerome, Jared and Bruna, who without fail, have been beside Dermot. Throughout all the elections he has stood in, they are at the polling station as soon as they open at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're there until 10 o'clock at night getting the last figures. And then they're up in the morning to the count and doing the tallies. And some would say maybe Carm is the secret councillor in the family more than what Dermot was. He might disagree or agree, or as he calls her, the boss, sometimes. But Dermot's particular love of the fishing industry is something that we definitely need to call out. He was the champion for particularly Ard Glass and promoting the harbour. And I am sure even after the council election, Dermot will still be there to champion the cause, not just for the fishing industry, but for the whole community. And I certainly know I'll be relying on him to support me as much as possible. So Dermot, to you and to your family, the very best wishes for I'm not going to call it retirement because I'm hoping to pull you out onto my canvas trail over the next couple of weeks as well. So thank you, Dermot, for everything.
Thanks, Gareth. And Sir Andrews.
Thank you very much, Sir. And it's hard to believe that I spoke at Dermot's 40th, his 45th anniversary, and it's a great honour to be speaking tonight on the occasion of his 50th. You know, earlier on today at our NAC executive meeting, Councillor Dermot Curran was presented with an award recognising his 50 years of unstinted and dedicated service to the district as a councillor in Down District Council since 1973, and then on to Newry Morn Down District Council. You know, as you touched on in your statement, Dermot lived and breathed Ard Glass. He was a proud champion of the fishing industry and to this very day is still working as hard as he can to secure the fishing industry for Ard Glass and the district. He also threw the Dermot Curran Young Persons Award. These awards encourage so many people to move on to greater things in life, be it in the education sector or the business sector. And a few of his proteges have actually done so well in the business community, and that's a legacy that will live on through the young people, know, spreading the message from it, but Dermot Dunn. But, you know, my association with Dermot goes back a long time. I was only a 13-year-old. I went into Manchester, Midland. I bought my first record in Dermot shop. That's when I got to meet him for the first time. I can name the record, but I'm just, again, showing my age. But, you know, that's when I got to know Dermot. And over the years, I read a lot in the Down Recorder and the local papers, along with so many of his contemporaries who delivered for Down at the time. And then moving into Shadow Council, Newry Morn and Down District Council, and Dermot carried on as before, it was business as usual. His contributions to his beloved NILGA, the NAC, to the Tri Fisheries, and others were areas that he took great pride in, and he contributed a whole lot. And he was a champion. If he believed that he had a cause to fight, he championed to the end. On a personal basis, a good friend, we travelled the roads together, many miles on the roads in the car, along with other councillors, believe it or not. We learned a lot from him, and along with the other friends too. There was a lot of talking him on, and the crack was good. We shared and enjoyed our many trips together, and over the years, he always spoke fondly of his admiration for the late Eddie McGrady. And as the Dermot said many a time, Eddie McGrady was my mentor, and he brought me into politics. As the Dermot touched on, it was only for a short while, but a short while became 50 wonderful years. But, you know, since knowing you 45 years ago and in more recent years since I became a councillor in 2011, you know, you were my sounding board. You know, I would have thrown things at you, you know, verbally, and you would have come back to me. And I learned a lot from you. And on a personal basis, I can't thank you enough for what you've taught me. You know, and what I've learned from you is absolutely priceless. And to sum it all up, and one of your favourite slogans is, and it sums you up to T, Dermot, it's a man of the people, for the people. And I'd also like to share the remarks with Gary and with John and with Gavin Malone as well. No, I wish him the best too. But again, Dermot, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for 50 wonderful years. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Rahana.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, Dermot, I'm just wishing you well, and I hope you have a long and happy retirement and a healthy retirement. I haven't just known Dermot just as long, although he was about Kilkeel too, and I had a few businesses about Kilkeel. And everybody seemed to know Dermot. And just as the speakers before me have said there, Dermot, I've always found you to be a gentleman. Always. Very rarely have I ever seen you getting annoyed. You've always worked for everyone that's ever approached you. And it's good to see someone like you in the community. So Dermot, I'm wishing you well, and I hope to see you soon. That's from myself and my colleagues. Henry's going to speak for himself. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Burgess.
Yes, Chair, I would concur with all our councillors speaking here tonight. Dermot Corn is one of life's true gentlemen. I can mind one night, I was only co-opted into the council and I was sitting, not less than the old chamber. And Dermot Corn, two people got up and went out, and Dermot came over and he shook my hands. And he says, "Congratulations, young man. You're very welcome here." I said, "Dermot, I'll not be here too long. I'm only here for 6 months. I'm only here to find somebody." He says, "Son, I'm going to tell you something. You'll be here a whole lot longer than that." 22 years later, Dermot Corn was 100% right. I'm still here and I'm going again. Dermot, you and I have been many places together and we've had great crack along the way. And Dermot, I'll tell you the truth, I will be one of the boys will really miss you. Especially all the advice and support that you give me throughout NILGA and the NAC. You're a world of knowledge. And Dermot, don't put the phone off because I might be ringing you fairly soon to get advice. Dermot Corn is a gentleman. And Dermot, I wish you well. The party, my party wishes you well in your retirement. And take it easy and enjoy life, but still don't put the phone off.
Thank you. Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Dermot. Again, not knowing you nearly as long as some of our other more esteemed councillors here, but certainly, you know, you've always conducted yourself the utmost dignity and respect and civility. And again, listening to your words there, again, you know, trust and service, you know, when you touch on those, you know, those are certainly virtues of yours that I would like to replicate. So thank you very much. Again, thank you, Chair, to the other councillors that aren't here tonight. We've got Sinn Féin colleagues that aren't here. We've got SDLP colleagues and independents that aren't here that maybe aren't standing, but certainly they've all, you know, they've all conducted themselves well when they're here and been all very, very civil. And again, just thank you, Chair, as well, you know, how you've conducted yourself. And by extension, this chamber, I think we've all, as a corporate, have sort of have benefited from the year. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McMurray. Councillor Murray.
Thanks, Chair. Just on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, I'd like to congratulate Dermot on reaching 50 years of being a public service servant and being a councillor, and just to wish him all the very best in retirement. Well done, Dermot.
Councillor Reddy.
Well, thanks very much, Chairman. Chairman, I had actually wanted to come in on something else, but my group leader has already.
So why change the habit of a lifetime, Henry?
My group leader has already spoke, and I concur 100%. Dermot is an absolute gentleman, and you know he's civil. But I remember one day. We were talking about the harbours in Kilkeel, and it was maybe 7 or 8 years ago whenever this new council started. And it came round to funding for extension of the harbours, whatever. And I says, I'm working for Kilkeel. I says, as far as I'm concerned, Argyll and Port of Bogie are only B players. And he nearly looked through me. So I just mean that he was very, very determined advocate for his community in Argyll. That's it, Chairman. Okay. But Chairman, could I just make one small point if everybody?
I'll bring you back in again.
All right, thank
you. End of that, if that's okay, Councillor Reddy. Councillor McKee.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Could I just congratulate Dermot for reaching that milestone of 50 years? I don't know if there's any other councillor, somebody might be able to tell us, that ever was reached anywhere across the whole of Northern Ireland. Maybe it has, maybe it hadn't. But he definitely was. All I could say is he had a gentleman's approach to everything that he done in any meetings I ever heard him speak on conducting himself. And I remember back 2011-12, first flight win, and meeting Dermot in various places there to do with the offshore wind farm and that. And he just had that nice way with him. And Dermot, I could just all I can say is, like everyone else, just wish you well. And you're, as someone said, don't use the word retirement, but I can't imagine you will, because there'll still be an Hourglass Harbour there, so you'll want to keep that going. But as Glenn says, yes, we are pushing for Kilkeel, so everybody their own. All the best, Dermot.
Hey, Councillor Traynor. You there, John? John, you're on mute, I think. Your headphones aren't working, John.
Oh. Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes, I can hear you now, John. Go ahead.
No problem. Chair, look, I wasn't intent on speaking tonight, to be honest with you. However, it would be very remiss of me not to, one, congratulate my good friend, colleague and mentor, Dermot Curran, on surviving 50 years of local politics. Is the first thing I would have to say, because it is an amazing achievement what Dermot has done. He has served his local community for 50 years. He's been recognised on numerous occasions. And I think Derry Andrews had raised quite an important recognition, which is, I suppose, testament to the character of Dermot with regards, you know, his approach to business and to encouraging business. And that was the Dermot Curran Awards, which were in the old Down District Council. And I remember as a young man in the Red High, St Patrick's Grammar School, whenever someone came in to talk to us about the Dermot Curran Awards. And I knew Dermot even before that, because Dermot, he served well with my grandfather and was friends with my grandfather, and he served with my mother and was friends with my mother. So for me, it's a third generation Dermot, and that's not to make you feel old now, but the third generation of friend and colleague. But look, I really wish Dermot, yourself and your family, all the best going forward. I have no doubt that this is not the last time that we'll see each other, as we most likely see each other in our favourite restaurant in Hourglass. And I would say there'll be wine and food to be had yet to come. So Dermot, you know, for me, it's all the best, but not a see you, more see you later. So thank you, Chair, for allowing me to come in.
Yeah,
and
thanks,
also,
John.
I'd like to thank you for your, you know, for your recognition of Dermot, and certainly for the council, because it's important that we do recognise people who have went above and beyond for their community. And Dermot is someone who epitomises that ethic of going above and beyond for the community and for all in the community. And I think it's important that we do recognise that.
No problem. Thanks very much, John. And I wish you all the best to yourself and Gary and Gavin and anyone else who's not running again. I wish you well for your future careers. Yes, at this stage, I'll just bring Marie in to say a few words, and I'll come back to you, Henry, on your issue.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, just on behalf of management, I'd like to wish Dermot the very best in his retirement from council. I've worked with Dermot since 2008, and over the years we've had many discussions and debates and delivered upon many projects. His dedication and commitment to the area is renowned. We're going to miss Dermot in council, but we wish him the very best. And I'm hoping, Dermot, that Karen and your family, and particularly your grandchildren, get to spend some very, very well-deserved family time with you. I hope that you can actually take that step back, and I know it would be very difficult, but actually enjoy that time with your family, because that is actually what is the most important thing. So have some time with them and enjoy it. We recognise that every councillor and their families give up an awful lot when they become councillors on behalf of their communities. And for to do that for 50 years is absolutely no small achievement. So congratulations on that, Dermot, but do enjoy that time with your family. It is very precious. So good luck in the retirement.
Thank you, Marie. And Dermot, just to finish off, all the very best. I think there's a lot of love in the room tonight, and it's not often we see that. But there's a lot of love in the room tonight, and there's a lot of love online. Better watch them, but not say anything more. We're down that route, man. Get ourselves involved. Well done. Okay, Councillor Reading, you want to come in another opening remarks?
Dermot, it was just whenever you mentioned the talent in the area that you find during the sports awards.
Yes.
Just would like to point out, Dermot, there's a young girl called Lucy Niblock, and she qualified a week ago for the Northern Ireland team. And she went up to Derry, Londonderry at the weekend and won four
gold medals and one silver and the overall best athlete in the gymnastics. And she's coached by a local gymnastics academy called SoCal in Castle Allen. And I'd be grateful, Chairman, if you could just send her a wee note to congratulate her on what is a really amazing achievement for a young girl.
It sure is, and I'm gladly do it in the morning first thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stan. Absolutely recognise that, some achievement. Well, thanks for bringing that to my attention, Henry. Thank you. Okay, any declarations of interest? None? Okay. We look at the action sheet.
Sir, can I defer an interest? I think it's the last item on SPNR relating to Chief Executive's appraisal. Just
okay.
Fine.
All right. So we'll go through the action sheet for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9. The proposer and seconder, please. For accuracy. The action sheet. Somebody can propose in the chat, please. Item 3. Councillor Gallagher, Councillor Burgess, thank you. Item number, are there any matters arising from that? Item number 3, action sheet? No? Okay. Item number 4, the minutes of the council meeting held on the 6th of March 2023. I'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, page 20. Any can propose and seconder for accuracy, please? Item number 4. Councillor Gallagher, Councillor Andrews. Any matters arising? Oh, everybody happy? Okay. Item number 5 are the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 27th of February 2023. I'll just run through them for your accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, sorry, page 3. And proposer and seconder for accuracy, please. Item 5. Councillor Byrne, opposed. The seconder, please. Councillor Finnegan. Okay. Any matters arising? Okay. Item number 6 of the minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee held on the 13th of March 2023. I'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13. Proposer and seconder, please, for item number 6. Councillor Burgess and Councillor Hanna, thank you. Any matters arising? No. Everybody's very happy tonight. Glad to hear it. Item number 7 is the minutes of the Strategy, Policy and Resources meeting held on the 16th of March 2023. I'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. Page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12. Can I have a proposer and seconder? Councillor O'Murray and Councillor McGuinness. Any matters arising? Right, content. Okay. Item number 8 of the minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 20th of March 2023. I'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 7, yep. Proposed by Councillor Lee Schrodinger and seconded by Councillor McAteer. Any matters arising? Comment, Councillor Sharp.
Yeah, Chair, thank you. And thank you to my colleagues who did take the item in relation to Dáil Éireacht in my absence. Chair, it's vitally important that in the new council term that whoever is elected in around this chamber continues to apply pressure on the Department for Infrastructure to commit to the full year funding and future funding for the very important community transportation organisations across the district. Thankfully, they have been given an extension to the end of June, but that is a short-term solution and stability for such vital services. And I would encourage all future councillors to continue that hard work together to ensure that they have the funding that they need. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Item number 9 are the minutes of the Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting. Should I just check in? There's nobody. All right. Okay. So for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10. Can I have a proposer and seconder? Item number 9, Councillor McGuinness, Councillor Bowsey. Okay, thank you. Comment, Councillor Sharon.
Yeah, Chair. I suppose Kevin Scullion isn't here, I think, anymore to talk to him about this, but he's probably glad that he's no longer getting emails from me about Collough public toilets. I did a search in my mailbox over the years, and it resulted in 56 emails over the last term, continuously pressuring him about a business case and reminding him that it was on the capital programme, then it went into the strategy. So, Chair, it's good to see that it is back on the agenda for delivery. Also, in relation to the agenda, it is extremely disappointing of the lack of involvement that TransLink has shown to our bus shelters and the programme of that, particularly within our own area. There's a number like Ballyalden where there's a clear need for it. So hopefully with the action that's being taken in the minutes to go back to them. But if not, I certainly would be hoping the council will be delivering the bus shelters that are listed. But thank you.
Okay. Item number 10 is the planning section. There's no paperwork on that. So items number 11 through to 17 are correspondence. So need a proposer and seconder? Councillor Devlin? Sorry, Councillor Devlin, Councillor, I presume you were... Councillor Devlin, Councillor Devlin, is yours relating to planning?
Sorry, no, it's regarding the items of correspondence. Chair, I was hoping to make a comment, if possible.
That's 100%. Which item? Yeah. Sorry, those are proposed by Councillor Gallagher and seconded by Councillor McAteer. And Laura, you want to come in on which one?
Yeah, sure. It's the last item, the letter from the Department of Communities regarding the hybrid and remote meetings. And just maybe a wee question. I think from memory, I have raised this before, but just to check, has Council made a corporate response to that? I know I appreciate it's been extended, but in the interim, did we actually make a response? Or is that up to individual parties to respond?
Chair, from memory, Council made a response that I think parties responded as well, but I just need to double check. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm nearly sure we made a response on behalf of council as well.
I know it's something I've raised on many times before. I suppose just the importance of ensuring that there is the option for remote meetings for people who are on maternity leave or have current responsibilities. I think for anybody here who's had a baby or maybe looking after somebody elderly in the family, I think it's just very important that there is that option, given that there is no maternity leave for councillors as well. I think it's just very important going forward if that was noted down. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Traynor.
Thanks very much, Chair. As I said, I hadn't really expected to speak tonight. However, whenever you just see things and you just think it's better to speak now because, well, I suppose I not have the same opportunity to speak as colleagues after May the 18th. Chair, it's in relation to item 15, which was a response from the South Eastern Trust on the motion that I'd brought previously in relation to domiciliary care. And I suppose it's one noting the response that the Trust have given us. Obviously, short-term measures, which will not solve a long-term issue. And I think that it's incumbent on council and on any of our colleagues who are returned in May to continue to pressure the Trust and the Department to ensure that health service provision is delivered in East and South Down, and that it's adequate of good quality. Because as many of you will know, I've always, I suppose, spoken on the issues of health, and many know here in East and South Down that accessing health service provision is one of the greatest challenges that we face, and it is one of the biggest issues for our people across our communities. So it's, Chair, it's just really to say that, you know, we need to sustain the pressure on the trusts to ensure that they do provide appropriate health service provision. And obviously, whilst we are sitting in a vacuum due to the fact that the institutions are not active, you know, council is the only forum in which, you know, the people's voice can be heard at this stage in relation to these localised issues. So we have to make the most out of these forums to ensure that those issues, those important issues, are heard, and that we use whatever influence we have over the arm's length bodies, over the statutory bodies, and over the department to ensure that we can get results for our people. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, John. Okay, don't see anybody else want to come in on that. No. Okay, we'll move on to item on the notices of motion for this evening. Item number 18 is the notice of motion on redeemable surcharge on bottles, tins and plastics in the name of Councillor O'Reilly. Councillor O'Reilly, this is going to be sent to the Sustainability and Environment Committee.
Chairman, could I raise a point of order or not?
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you go to standing orders and go to 16.16, if you look at the notices of motion, there's five there. Three of them are directly related to the council, and they should be sent to the committee. If you look at my notice of motion, we have no executive power. This council has no executive power to impose a redeemable surcharge. And it works into the same as Laura Devlin's notice of motion regarding VAT rates and hospitality. You know, if you were using the same criteria, you would send Laura's notice of motion to ERT. But if you look at that standing order.
Sorry, that's already, Laura Devlin is going to ERT.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. So I did apply the same.
Well, Chairman, yeah. In fairness, and I remember Una McGuinness had one on agriculture, and it was sent to a committee as well, when really they should have been held in full council. Like, there is a big public interest there. And I think, Chairman, I'm not going to argue with you, and it's the last meeting of the year, but I think this needs to be looked at properly so as these things can be heard in full council. But I'll have to agree with you tonight, but I still think it should be heard whenever the council has no executive power to determine the outcome. There's no point in shifting it around different committees to get the same outcome as would be held here tonight, either for or against. Thanks, Chairman.
Yeah, you need to. Can you read it out and advise who's seconding your motion, please, Councillor Reddy? Thank you.
This council requests that DERA investigates the possibility of applying a redeemable surcharge on bottles, tins, and plastic containers in order to reduce the amount of littering and to assist with reaching recycling targets as set by central government. And Councillor Glenn Hannah will be seconding it if we both get back. That is.
Just on that, from my own perspective, Councillor Reddy, and for your own information, you know, that would go to that committee for more detailed discussion or more interrogation of what you've put there. And obviously, the deposit return scheme will be coming through council as well, so it's linked with that. So I believe, you know, this will eventually come to full council for full discussion. So I believe it just need to be interrogated further at some of that. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of it's got to be due to the fact that a motion that I think is going to play some degree of usefulness in how we approach things to the environment or whatever the subject matter is. Sometimes when they go to committee, they come back for more well-informed debate with more information, and I believe sometimes the motion is served better by going to committee before it comes to full council. And that's I try to apply that logic where I possibly can. So I understand where you're coming from, but it's one of the few occasions when I have to use my own judgment. Okay. Thank you for that. Then item number 19 is the notice of motion, rural regeneration for Downpatrick Town Centre, and it's in the name of Councillor Enright. This is going to ERT. Councillor Enright, can you read out your motion, please, and advise who is seconding it, please?
Can you read it out, please?
I'm reading this on behalf of Councillor Enright.
And are you going to second it then, too?
I'll second it, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, this council recognises the disparity of council investment between our county town of Downpatrick when compared to large public sector-led investment proposals for Newry City or the Gateway project in Newcastle. The recent flawed private sector-led project in our county town failed to attract any private sector interest in redeveloping Downpatrick's town centre. This project aimed to sell off the land bank built up by the Down Council over 30 years, including the old police station, the main town car park, and derelict properties in Irish Street under the 2011 Downpatrick Master Plan. Council notes Newry Morndown's fresh opportunity to deliver a meaningful, large-scale public investment-led regeneration of Downpatrick's old retail centre in line with the 2011 Council-led Downpatrick Master Plan. This council directs management to reinstate the original public sector-led project for the town centre aspect of the Downpatrick Master Plan, including the in-town two-lane one-way system, additional on-street parking, enhanced pedestrian areas from Asda to Irish Street, and improved access to the old retail centre of the town to make it competitive with out-of-town shopping, Lidl or Asda. Council notes that original estimates suggest that this could be achieved with 10% of the estimated cost of the proposed major Newry development, or less than half the budget for the so-called Mourne's Gateway project in Newcastle. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Surgeoner. And as I say, that's going to ERT for further discussion. Item 20 is the notice of motion to memorial to Crossgar's Titanic victim, James McGrady, in the name of Councillor Bowsey. This will be going to Equality and Good Relations for further discussion. Councillor Bowsey, can you read out your motion, please, and advise who's seconding it, please? Thank you.
It's going to be seconded by Councillor Johnny Jackson. I am baffled why a memorial to a victim of the Titanic is a matter of equality, but anyway. This council recognises the significance of the Titanic's legacy, the public interest in the tragedy and the importance of remembering local lives that were lost on it. Asks the council to prepare a report with the view of installing a memorial to Crossgar's Titanic victim James McGrady in a public space in Crossgar, and recommends liaising with a maritime historian and the council's heritage officer to ensure this memorial is accurate and befitting to this Titanic worker. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowsey. Item number 21 is a notice of motion on the Mourne Gateway project in the name of Councillor McMurray. This is being sent to SPNR. Councillor McMurray, can you read out the motion and advise who's seconding it, please?
Thank you, Chair. This council notes with concern the continued lack of clarity as well as increasing public opposition regarding the visitor centre located at Thomas's Mountain and gondola elements of the Mourne's Gateway project. Stakeholder events and information sessions fall short of a full public consultation for a project of this financial, environmental and economic magnitude. Council will pause the progression of this project until explicit consent from the landowner is acquired. Commission a full public consultation on the project, open to all residents within the district, including open and transparent stakeholder engagement. Actively investigate and develop alternatives to the gondola and Thomas and Mountain Visitor Centres elements, alternatives which will both meet the funding criteria while enhancing this area of outstanding natural beauty. Seconded by Councillor Lee Surgeoner.
Alliance and the Flat Earth Society.
Okay, item number 22 is a notice of motion on the reduction in VAT rate for the hospitality sector. And it's the name of Councillor Devlin. Councillor Devlin, this is being sent to ERT. And I would like you to read out your motion, please, and advise who's seconding it, please. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Councillor Sharvin will be seconding the motion. This council unequivocally supports our hospitality and tourism sector and its vital contribution to the district's economy. This council puts on record our frustration that the recently announced spring budget failed to provide a lifeline to the hospitality sector by reducing the VAT rate. This council writes to the Chancellor calling for the issue to be reconsidered given the ever-increasing cost of inflation and the fact that the Republic of Ireland's VAT rate for hospitality and tourism is 9% compared to our rate of 20%. This council also writes to all 18 MPs calling on each to lobby for this much-needed reduction in VAT. Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, who was seconding it again?
Councillor Sharvin.
Councillor Sharvin, thank you. Folks, I just want to bring the Chief Executive wants to discuss another matter with us, and in order to do that, we need to go into closed session. So can I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Curran. Seconder from Floralday. Councillor McKevitt. Okay, so can you advise whenever the media have left, please, in the public? Everybody back in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, folks. Thanks for that. Just for the record, during the closed session, Chief Executive provided councillors with an update on staffing matters. That brings to conclusion tonight's meeting, folks. All that remains for me is to wish all of you who are going forward for election every best wish for the weeks ahead. We all know it's not an easy few weeks ahead of you, but look, wear down the sheer leather, get the few pounds off, and hopefully I'll see most of you back here, if I'm back, in a few weeks' time. So the very best of luck to you all. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.